My name's Bridget, and welcome to my podcast, Wake Up and Thrive. I wear a lot of hats, but the ones I'm most proud of are being a sober mom to my four kids, a wife to my best friend, a forever student of life, a registered nurse, and a certified life coach. You can usually find me planning and enjoying quality moments with those I love, or coaching women on how to do the same. All of our lives are made up of tiny moments, both beautiful and messy. I know we all want more feel-good moments, but I believe it's the ones that challenge us that become the catalyst for our growth. That's what we do in this space. We explore everyday moments that we deem hard, and instead of allowing them to keep us stuck, we lean into their lessons and let them wake us up. So if you're ready and willing, I'd love to invite you to come along. All you need is an open mind. It's time. It's time to wake up and thrive.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. I hope you all have had a really good week because it has been a doozy over here in my household. My son got COVID last week, and then we were all asymptomatic and negative as far as I knew. And then so basically we were released from quarantine only to start showing symptoms on day two of being free. Everyone tested positive. And here's the somewhat humorous part. The only people that showed symptoms were me and my husband. So we were basically down for the count. Like, we really couldn't even get off the couch. And the kids were completely fine, like more than fine. They had energy for days. They just wanted to be entertained, and we were all stuck inside. It really was like being stuck in hell. It was really hard and humbling, to say the least. And I'm just really, really grateful for all of our friends and family that kind of stepped up to help us, because we needed it. We were like a hot mess. But we are on the mend. Most of us are on the mend. And the only symptom I'm really left with is my PCSV, you know, my post-COVID sexy voice. So I'm really sorry if I sound strange, but I don't know. I kind of dig it. And this stuffy nose you're hearing. So sorry, I'm not editing this out. Okay, so let's dive in. We're going to talk today about balance, what it means to be balanced. How do you cultivate more balance? Because I really needed this reminder this week, just with everything we had going on. And I was actually talking to a client as well about how, as moms, no matter how good our intentions are, it's so easy and it's so natural for us to always feel behind, for us to always feel unbalanced. So I really thought, okay, this message keeps kind of coming up in my life, in other people's lives. And I wonder how many other moms out here need to hear this message. So let's first define balance, or, you know, let's define what I think most moms think balance is, because it's what I used to think balance is. I used to think feeling balanced was being able to manage it all, right? Like, I would find balance in my life as a mom, an entrepreneur, a wife, all the million other roles that we take on. If I could just have enough energy, create the perfect routine, eat the right foods, move my body the right way, have the right organizational hacks, the chore charts, all the things, then I would reach balance. Like, balance was this destination I was trying to get to. And I thought, on the days that I gave 100% to my kids and 100% to my work and 100% to my health, then I would feel balance. But you guys, that math doesn't even work. How can I give 100% of myself in three different parts of my life at the same time or in the same day? That really is not what balance is. And trying to create that is actually going to create a bigger feeling of unbalance in your life. So I want to say it again, balance is not something we achieve. It's a state of being. It's not something you go out and find. It's a state of mind. And so what that means is that you really can embody, you really can experience balance even when your external environment is chaotic and feels unbalanced, and you feel pulled in a million different directions. You can still stay grounded and find balance. I have never met a mom that doesn't want balance in their life. It doesn't matter if you work outside of the home, if you work in the home, if you're a stay-at-home mom, if you have little kids, if you have big kids. It doesn't matter. we all want to create balance amongst all of the roles and the hats that we wear, right? We are a cook, a cleaner, a bus driver, an entertainer, a craft master, a boo-boo fixer, a professional cuddler, advice giver, financial consultant, vacation planner. The list really goes on. So let's define what balance really is. Let's break it down into three different things that I think will help create what you really want. So the first thing is, I believe balance is created from believing empowering thoughts. Thoughts like, life is actually unbalanced and that's okay, right? So maybe the act of feeling balanced is letting go of our grip on this idea that balance actually exists. Achieving balance in the truest sense of the word, it's an illusion. The more you seek it, the further away you get from it. As moms, we always need to be believing that we are doing the best that we can do with what we have, with the tools that we have at this moment. I really love this thought because a lot of the moms that I work with feel out of balance or out of control or overwhelmed because they're human and they're not okay with their humanness. So they, you know, have a day where they have spent yelling at their kids because they've been trying to get work done. And at the end of the day, instead of recognizing that they're doing the best that they can with the tools that they have at this moment, they spin in self-judgment and shame and self-criticism. And it keeps them stuck and it keeps them from achieving or creating, I should say, it keeps them from creating this feeling of balance. Another empowering thought to create more balance in your life is that different seasons are going to require different amounts of our energy. So balance is not like I had described it earlier. It doesn't mean I'm giving all of myself to all the different areas of my life. It's understanding that I can't. The final empowering thought that I absolutely love is that juggling motherhood is not about learning to keep all the balls in the air. It really is about keeping the right balls up at the right time. This quote makes me smile because at the end of the day, if nothing was done except for keeping little humans alive, I think you've achieved balance. I really do. Okay, so understanding that balance comes from believing empowering thoughts is first. I also think sometimes balance is definitely something that's misunderstood. So what if it really is referring to emotional balance? Emotional balance is defined as having a healthy relationship with all of our emotions. Okay, so on the days as moms that we are feeling overwhelmed, the antidote to overwhelm is acceptance. Most of us feel overwhelmed and burnt out, and we just continue to do and push instead of just recognizing, okay, right? Like that check engine light is going off. It's just an indication that I need to pause, accept that I've kind of hit my limit for the day, and rest, play, rearrange, pivot, whatever it is that you need to do. And so I know when we've had a quote unquote bad day, either at work or at home, or we're just feeling like we didn't show up well for any of the areas in our life, and we just feel totally out of balance, we are the last person that's going to step up and pat ourselves on the back because we think, you know, at least I used to think this way, and I know my clients feel this way. If they know that they can do better, why would they celebrate and accept and show compassion towards this version that didn't show up well, right? Like if they do that, then aren't they just going to perpetuate that cycle? And what I'm proposing is it's the opposite. It's on the days that we've really struggled. It's on the days that we've yelled at our kids. It's on the days that we want to pull our hair out when we can meet those days with so much compassion. And it's through compassion and acceptance that we are going to be able to move quicker back into balance. And then the third thing that I want to encourage you to do to help bring more balance into your life is to stop compartmentalizing your life. So what I mean by that is when we strive to create a life where we can be fully present in one area, like work, while the other areas are cared for, like the kids, that sounds great, right? In theory. But if you're a mom, if you've ever tried to do work while kids are either in the background or being cared for in the background, it's hard. And it continually creates this feeling of unbalance. So instead, I want you to look at it all as a whole. Try to create a life that supports one another, where you can kind of flow from work and family to work, and self-care to caring for your kids, and so on and so forth. Like, I have days where I'm doing work and days, you know, I try to get my work done before my kids come home. But then there's days like today where I'm popping in and out of recording this podcast while I'm feeding the kids, cleaning up after the kids, making sure they're doing school. And I'm just doing it, but I still feel completely balanced because I understand that balance is an illusion. And I understand that it all has to work together for me to be balanced. Instead of trying to get the kids to stop being kids, I need to create a way for me to produce and create content for you guys in a way that supports my kids still being kids and popping in and out and, you know, me not having an hour at a time always to sit down and do this. And so for me, podcasting has been an amazing asset to my business while also still being able to show up as the mom that I want to show up as. Another way I have seen moms go about finding and creating balance in the wrong way is they keep their self-care and then, you know, their family time or their time with their kids separate instead of, again, integrating it all together. So because they haven't created a self-care routine around their family life and all the other roles that they have, what ends up happening is they spend all day trying to squeeze in alone time. And so the time that they actually are with their kids, they're not even fully present because they're literally just trying to, you know, squeeze in a minute here, a minute there, a deep breath there, some quiet here. And so whenever I'm working with a client to create a self-care routine, it has to work for where you're at in the season. So I might have a mom that's really wanting to get into meditation and she has a newborn. And so we do the meditation during the nursing session, right? Or, you know, I have another mom that is constantly running her kids around all the time and she's in the car a lot. And so we've gotten really creative in what can we do to entertain the kids in the car so that you can utilize that time to listen to a podcast, listen to a book, connect with a friend. This is how you create balance. It has to all be integrated into one thing. And that one thing is your life. And so there's not a one-size-fits-all answer for every mom out there. Psychology Today actually said it perfectly in one of their articles. Balance is less about how we allocate our time, and it's more about enjoying what we are doing in the here and now. Your mind must be where your body is. So if your mind is on your to-do list or on your house projects or whatever it is you have going on, and you're trying to be with your kids, then you're going to feel out of balance. So whatever you do, create a life that allows you to have your mind exactly where your body is in the present moment. Our mind can be in the future, in the past, but our body is always in the present moment. And like I said, I know that this is hard to achieve. I'm not sitting here pretending like I've mastered it completely. I'm not preaching that it's an easy thing to do, especially as a mom, but it can be done. And it starts from the inside out. It starts from believing empowering thoughts so that you can create this feeling of balance. It comes from emotional balance and fully accepting however you're feeling in the moment. And we get to really live a balanced life when we stop compartmentalizing and fragmenting our life, when we start to integrate it all together, because only then do we create a life that truly feels balanced. If you really felt like this message was being directed to your heart, then that means you also are seeking more balance. If you're feeling overwhelmed and out of control and burnt out and like you're pulled in a million directions and you feel like you don't have the time, I have some good news for you. I am working on a guide just for you. It's going to be called the More Time for Mom Manual. It really is a manual for multitasking mamas who want to be fully present for your tribe and also be able to make time to care for you and follow your own desires. So whether you're seeking more time for self-care, more time for a side business or a creative outlet, you're going to want this guide. So make sure that you click the link below, get on my email list. I'm going to be sending that out within the next few weeks. As always, everything that I create here are things that I'm really trying to incorporate and embody in my own life because I also want to live a life of balance. So I hope you all have a great week, and I will see you guys next Monday.